107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost time for the Poppy Campaign. Joining us on the phone line is Steve Zurbrig with Stratford Legion. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Yeah, Steve, thanks so much for chatting with us today. The Poppy Campaign is almost set to get started here.
Yes, officially, Poppy Campaign through Canada starts the last Friday of October and runs to the 11th of November.
So that is coming up this Friday, October 29th. How is the Poppy Campaign work for this time?
We are going to be distributing poppy boxes to many locations within the city. And the Dominion Legion has an online site that people can donate to remembrance of members in support of Canada.
And again, it's the Poppy Campaign that starts this Friday. And anyone listening to this, obviously, Steve, can be a part of this campaign.
We would appreciate any support we can get.
And again, wearing your poppies and again, raising money. Why is it important to wear a poppy, Steve?
The poppy is our emblem of supreme sacrifice. It is a symbol of remembrance. So when you wear a poppy, you remember those that have served, whether they survived or not, whether they were injured or not. They all gave up something to serve Canada and provide our current life.
So wear that poppy proudly. Again, the campaign starts October 29th, and again, any businesses can take part in this by having a poppy display. And again, the poppy displays will look great at area businesses for sure. Steve, let's look ahead. We have the church service that is set to go, this Sunday. This is the annual church service at Avondale United Church, so that is still a go.
Yes, we're hoping that with the new rules that come into effect and the rules that are promised for the 11th of November, that we have good showing. Obviously, we have to maintain safe distances and all the rest of the COVID rules that the health board provides us with.
And so that's the church service, the annual church service at Avondale United Church, and that's coming up this Sunday, October 31st. The service starts at 10 a.m. You're asked to gather at 9:45 for the processional into the church. And can we talk about to Remembrance Day for November 11th? How's it going to be working for this year?
Again, we haven't got all the rules, but it will be more like the traditional service. The branch and anybody wanting to fall in with the branch will march from the armories along Albert, down or up Downey, across Ontario, and onto York Street and into the area of the Cenotaph. At the 7th Cenotaph, we will start laying wreaths about 9 a.m. and then have the full service start at 10:45.
Okay, and as you mentioned, we don't have all of the details as of yet because of COVID-19 protocols and regulations and restrictions, that sort of thing. But we do understand there's not going to be any singing or there will be no concert band on hand.
Unfortunately, they have not been allowed to practice or prepare and such prepare for a performance, so they are not able to attend, and singing is very restricted at this time.
But again, of course, we'll be able to likely enjoy it virtually online, that sort of thing. Again, for the Remembrance Day ceremony for coming up November 11th at the Stratford Cenotaph. Again, the Poppy Campaign starts this Friday, October 29th. Steve, is there anything else maybe about the Poppy Campaign or about Remembrance Day that anything else people need to know about?
It would be useful that they know that this year the Royal Canadian Legion is commemorating the 100th anniversary of the poppy symbol. Now, the Legion itself is not 100 years old, but the people that joined to form it adopted a version of the poppy 100 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. So there you go. The Poppy Campaign with the Stratford Legion. Steve Zurbrugg, thanks so much for all the details, Steve. And, of course, if they'd like some more information, you can always call the Stratford Legion and drop by and say hi at 804 Ontario Street, the good folks at Stratford Legion. Steve Zurbrugg, thanks so much for this, Steve.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.